the 13th chapter, we said, has 18 halachas, and the halachas are broken down as follows. The first four halachas deal with the definition of act of conversion, and halachas 5 deals with a sacrifice no longer required. However, halacha 6 deals with the circumcision and immersion that is required. Halacha 7 and 8 deal with immersion of a minor, of pregnant woman, and immersion should be performed privately. Halachas 9 through 10 deal with the conduct and evidence of a conversion. Halachas 11 deal with the heathen slaves also have to be circumcised and immersed. And other halachas dealing with menstrual people and the status of Shimshon and Shlema Melech's wives. And the marrying heathen women with leading that they should, you should not marry them, that they should not lead you to serve Aveda Zara. The Rambam begins as follows. So right away we already see the connection between the Sefer Mitzvahs, which is the 3 Prakim Adei Rambam, and the 1 Perek Adei Rambam, which all deal with the union of Gerim. Rambam begins B'Shleish Advam Nichnas Yisrael Abris B'Milu V'Tfilu V'Korban, that the Jewish people entered into the covenant with Hashem with 3 things, by circumcision, immersion, and sacrifice. Mila Haisa B'Mitzrayim, the Jewish people underwent circumcision in Mitzrayim. Shenema it is said, V'chol Oro Lo Yechol Bay. It says in Shemais 12:48, any uncircumcised person shall not eat of the Korban Pesach. Moshe Rabbeinu circumcised the whole Jewish nation, for with the exception Chutz Mishevet Levi, with the exception of Shevet Levi, the whole Jewish nation had not been circumcised in Egypt. And this was what the Torah says in Devarim 33:9, for they kept your covenant. In the Birchas Meisha, so it speaks about Lagabi the Shevet Levi, that they guarded your covenant and they were circumcised. And the Mefarshim explain that you can't say that Meisha Rabbeinu circumcised everyone himself, because how could one man circumcise so many millions of people? Rather, it was the Shevet Levi which circumcised the rest of the Jewish nation, and because other people could not circumcise them, because an uncircumcised person is not kosher for mila. So therefore, the Shevet Levi, who themselves was circumcised, circumcised everybody else. Halacha gimel, the tefillah ha'isa b'midbar kedem matan Torah, and the immersion took place in the wilderness before the giving of the Torah. Shenema v'kidashtem ayemu mochach v'chibsus simleisam. It says in the preparations to matan Torah in Shemais 19:10. And shall sanctify themselves today and tomorrow, and let them wash their garments. The carbon, they had a sacrifice. It says in the end of the Seder Mishpatim in Shemais 24:5, and he sent the young men of the children of Israel who offered up burnt sacrifices. Ayidei kol Yisrael akrivim. And that is, the sacrifices were offered on behalf of the whole Jewish people. V'chein l'deiris. And this idea of how a person enters into the covenant with Hashem applies to all generations. K'shiyitza agoy likonis l'bris, when a non-Jew would want to enter into the covenant of Hashem. V'l'estef iftachas kamfei eshchina v'yikabel of ol Torah, and he wants to take shelter under the wings of the Shechina and to assume on himself the yoke of the Torah. So he requires circumcision, immersion. And the Rambam uses the Lashon Hatzos Korban, an accepted sacrifice. Today we don't have sacrifices. In the KV, if the convert is a female, tefillah b'korban, she only needs immersion and a korban. Shenema kochem kager. It says in Bamidbar 15:15, as you are, so shall be the convert. So just like the Torah is telling them, just like you are entering into the covenant through these things of circumcision and immersion and a carbon, so also that's how it should be all generations. Now the Rambam says, what is the sacrifice that a convert brings? So he answers, he brings either a burnt offering of an animal or two turtle doves or two pigeons. Both of them are brought up as burnt offerings. Ubizman hazeh she'ein sham carbon. And today that there's no carbon, sarach milu tefilu k'sheyivne beis hamikdash yavi carbon. So then a convert has to undergo circumcision and immersion, and when the beis hamikdash will be built, then he'll bring a sacrifice. Halacha vav, ger shamal v'lei tavel. A tavel v'lei mal, a ger today who either did only one of them, either immersion or circumcision, ain't a ger ad sheyamal v'yitvol. He's not a ger until he does both of them. V'tzarach litvol b'fnei shleisha. He has to do the immersion in front of three people. Hayol v'adav v'tzarach bezin, being that it has to take place before a court. Ein matbilin eiseh b'shavs lei b'yomtev lei b'layel v'mitbilu harei zeger. And being it has to take place before a court, also he says you cannot it cannot be performed on Shabbos or a festival at night. However, if it took place, then the geiris is good. Because we find by Shabbos there's halacha in Hilcha Shabbos Perek Chav Gimel that you cannot judge on Shabbos, and anything which is us on Shabbos is forbidden on Yom Tov. And also in Hilcha Sanhedrin it will be explained that you cannot begin a judgment at night time. So therefore, being you needed a bezdin for this, therefore you should not do it. Cannot be done on Shabbos or Yom Tov and night time. However, if you did it, he's a ger. A convert who is a minor can be immersed in the mikveh by the sanction of the court because it's considered a merit to him. Muberes, as the Rambam says, if a muberes, a pregnant woman, becomes a gieris, so then her child does not need immersion. Tovel beina levein atzmi, v'niskaya beina levein atzmi, v'filu shnei edim. If a convert immersed himself in the mikveh privately or became a convert privately, even if it was in the presence of two witnesses, he is not regarded, ain't a gay, he's not a convert. Bava am in the sky to be based in shall play ni vit bilani, ain't nam in love with bekol at shiav edin. If a proselyte comes and says that he was converted in such and such a court, and in whose presence he was immersed, he's not allowed into the congregation of Hashem, on the strength of his own declaration, but rather he has to bring witnesses to support it. If a convert was married to a woman who was a regular Yisraelit, or to a woman who was a convert and has children, and then declares, Niskati beni levenatsmi, I converted privately, Naman lives on Asatzma, so he's believed to the extent of invalidating his own status as a convert. However, Ve'enin Naman lives on Asabonim, but he's not believed to invalidate the status of the children. Ve'chezer V'tevel Bezin, and he has to again immerse himself in the mikveh by in front of the court. The Rambam just says that you need again tefillah, however, Hatafastam Bris, he would not need, because Mila does not have to be in front of three people. Test. Yerushinu neheges bedaki sol tamid. If you have a woman, a convert, who we see openly acting herself in the proper ways of a Jewish person, going to titpul nidasa, for example, that when she has a menstrual period, she immerses herself in the mikveh. And also such a woman who separates tumor from the dough. And the same thing, a male convert who conducts himself in the way of the Jewish people, who, for example, who immerses himself after he sees keri, which is a takana of Ezer, that any man, when he sees as a flow of semen, he should go to a mikveh, v'esekol mitzvahs, and he does all the other mitzvahs. Harei elu b'cheskes ger tzedek, they are considered to be and assumed to be righteous converts. V'avapi she'en sham edim sham edim lefnei mishnas gair, and although there are no witnesses to testify in front of which court their conversion took place. V'avapi kein, nevertheless, and bo l'sarav b'yisrael, if they want to intermarry within the Jewish people, ein masinei sam, we do not marry them, ad she'aviyu edim eshetbil b'fneinu, until they can bring witnesses who will support their conversion, or until they will immerse themselves in our presence, being that at one time we knew for sure that they were non-Jews. Yud, avomisha bava amesh, ahaya gai v'niskaya bebezdin. However, a person who comes forth and declares that he was once a non-Jew, and he converted in front of a court, namely he's believed, Shapesha also who are Pesha Hite. Because the mouth that made him forbidden to enter into the congregation of the Jewish people is the one that made him permitted. Because we did not know that he was ever a non-Jew. The Medramun, when does this halacha apply by Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael? That Eretz Yisrael had a special chavivus that somebody would come and say he's a gay, and Eretz Yisrael would be right away accepted. In those days that it was the Jewish people had a stronger hand, and at such a time the Rambam paskins in the laws of Avodah Zarah that it's forbidden for us to leave to allow a guy who's Avodah Avodah in our midst. So therefore, if he comes on his own, we assume right away he's a Jew. That we assumed in those times, and it's so that a person in Israel was a Jew. However, it's in the diaspora, he has to bring supporting witnesses. And only afterwards can he marry a Jewish woman. And the Rambam says that he holds that this represents a higher standard to ensure the purity of the children that will be born. Halacha Yiralf, Kishem Shemal Matbilnes Hageim, just like you circumcise and you immerse the converts, Kachmel Matbilnes Avadim HaNokachim in Agayim L'Shem Avdus. Same halacha applies that you have to immerse and circumcise children that were bought from heathens for the purpose of slavery. Halakeich Avad Min Agayim V'Kadim HaAvad V'Tavl L'Shem Ben Chorin. If a person acquired a slave from a non-Jew, and then the slave, before he could immerse him for as l'shem avdus, and l'shem that being a Jew has to immerse him, but rather he went and he immersed himself first in order to obtain his freedom. Kana atzmi. So then we say the slave has acquired his own liberty. V'ushi yeme beis tefila areni table b'fnechem l'shem geiris. The reasoning why the Evid, if he tabled the Shem Ben Chorin, acquired himself, because the seller, who was a non-Jew, also does not have a Kinyan goof in the Evid, and he can only sell to the Jew that which he has. So all he had was a Shebud to make the person work as a slave. And being the Evid went and he tabled himself first to Shem Ben Chorin, so then he took himself out of the Shebud of the Jew who bought him. V'hu Sheyem Beis Tefila. This is providing that the slave says at the time when he immersed himself, Areni table b'fnechem Hashem geiris, that I am immersing myself in your presence for the purpose of becoming a proselyte. Because he was, let's say, being taken in front of the Kayin for Avdus, and he went and tabled himself the Shem Ben Chayin. So while the Kayin's there, he tells him, I'm tabling the Shem geiris. And if he immersed himself in front of his master, ain't tzarech lafarish, he doesn't have to say anything out. So, alakivin shetavu nishtacha, once he immersed himself, he became free. Because in such a case, being his master is there, and he didn't wait for his master to immerse himself, so by that which he immersed himself on his own is showing that he's doing it to, in order to become free and not to be a slave. Therefore we say the master has to hold him in the water until he rises, and then he's under his jurisdiction. That he informs the judges that he's immersing him, the slave, for the purpose of to be a slave. And a slave cannot immerse himself only in the presence of witnesses and by daytime like a regular care, because the immersion of a slave is similar to the immersion of a convert, which has to take place by day and in front of three people. Halacha Yud Beis, Kishishtacha Eved Tzarech Tefila Acheres, after the slave is freed, he has to have another immersion, Bifnei Shlesha B'yeim Shabbat Tigma Gerusa V'yir Kiso. It has to take place in the presence of three witnesses in the daytime, where at that time he'll become a complete convert and he'll attain the status of a Jew. However, he does not have to declare that he assumes the commandments and to notify him of the base, acquaint him with the principles of the Jewish faith. Shekvar hidiyu kishetavlish shem avdus, because he's already been made known all these things when he was immersed for the purpose of bondage. Yud gimel uba mikvah kasher l'tfilah sanid deshamat bilnas agerim vesavadim vesamishukharim, a mikvah that is a kosher for a woman to immerse herself in when she's a menstrual woman. Such a mikveh has to be used for proselytes, for converts, for slaves, and for freedmen. Slaves who were freed. V'chol davar she'chetzet v'nida chetzet v'geim u'b'avadim u'mishcharim. And anything that's considered a chetzitza that invalidates the tefillah by a woman who's a nida would also invalidate the tefillah by a ger or avid or a freed slave. Yudal al yala al daitcha shashim shana mashiach yisol a shleimer melech yisol shenika yedid Hashem nasu nashim nachis begayusim. No one should think that Shimshon, who was the savior of the deliverer of the Jewish people in his times, or Shleimei Melech Yisrael, who was called the beloved of Hashem, although they married women who are called heathen women, you should not think that they married heathen women before they converted. However, the Rambam saying the secret of the matter is as follows. Shamitza Nechene Keshiyava Ger Giyes Liskaya. The proper mitzvah is that when a man or woman comes forth with the intention of becoming a convert, Beit Kenachav Shemen Beglal Mamon Sheyito, we have to check what the reason of why he's coming to convert. Is it in order to gain money, Ebeshvil Shiror Sheizaklo, or is it for a position he hopes to acquire, Ebeb Ne'apachad Bali Konesedas, or maybe out of apprehension he wants to become a Jew, Vim Ishu, and if he is a man, Beit Kenachav Shema Ein of Nosan Beish Yehudis, maybe he has set an eye upon a Jewish girl, Vim Ishi, and if it's a woman, Beit Ken Shema Ein of Nosan Bebochum Yibrachu Yisol, maybe she set her eye on one of the youths of the Jewish people. Imlei Nimtza Lahem Ila, if there was no ulterior motive found in them wanting to convert, Medine Sam, then you notify them, Kevid El HaTeh V'Teich Shiesh Basiyasa Al Ami Ratzis Kadesh Yifushu. You let them know of the heavy weight and yoke of the Torah and how burdensome it is for a Gentile to observe the precepts of the Torah. And you try to induce them to withdraw the desire to want to become a Jew. Im Kiblu V'Lei Pishu. If they accept the yoke of the Torah nevertheless and do not withdraw, and we see that the reason why they have undertaken to become a Jew is from the love of the Torah and of Hashem, you accept them. In the story of Ruth it says, and when she saw that she was steadfastly minded to go with her, then she left her speaking with her, with the story of Naomi, how she accepted the Geiris. Therefore, Lefikach, like Kiblu Bezdin Geirim, Kol Yimei David Shleimer. Therefore, the courts did not accept any converts during the days of David and Shleimer. Why? Yimei David Shemim Min Apachet Chazu. Because in the days of David, we were afraid maybe the converts decided to convert because of the apprehension. They were afraid of David HaMelech. Shleimer, in the days of Shleimer, Shemim Bishvil HaMalchus, Atev HaGdula Shehayi Bar Yisrael Chazu. It could be that the reason why they wanted to convert was on account of the might and the prosperity and the greatness which the Jewish people then occupied. Because anyone who leaves, who decides to convert because of any of the worldly reasons is not considered a righteous ger. And although we are not supposed to, the courts are not supposed to accept them, nevertheless, he says, many converts in the presence of laymen during the days of David and Shleimer converted, and the great court was apprehensive on that account. While the court could not push them away, repulse them, once they had immersed themselves, and on the other point, they would not be welcomed until we would see their subsequent conduct. So So the Jaitis did not know the halacha that you weren't allowed to accept games. So then the Beis Din the Gadol had a problem what to do. So therefore they would wait and see the outcome of these people. Being that Shleime caused the woman to convert before marrying them, and the same thing did Shimshon. And it's a known thing that these women only converted for ulterior motives and was not done in the sanction of a court. So the Torah has regarded them as remaining heathens and as if they were in the original state of forbidden marriage. And more so, you see their later actions showed that the true reason of converting was not to become a Jew, rather Shein Evdes Avedizor Shalhen Ubonu Lahan Bamas Vahela Lava Kasa Kilu Hu Banam Shanema Az Yivna Shleima Banma. That the true reason of that you see later on that these same women continued to worship their idols and they built high altars for them and places for them, and the Torah considers Shleima responsible for their actions, as it says in Malachim 1:11-7. Then did Shleima build a high place. Yud Zayin. Geshle Bodka Achve Shleidio Amitzis for Anshin, a convert who did not undergo examination, or he was not notified about all the mitzvahs and their penalties. Umal Vital Bifne Sheshad Yetis, and he circumcised himself and he was immersed in the presence of three laymen. So then, he's considered a convert. Afilu Nedesh Shabishvil Davahu Miskaya. Even if it was known, became known that he converted for a ulterior motive, Hail Umal Vitovel Yatzimachal Agayim. Once he circumcised himself and he immersed himself, he went out of the category of a heathen. V'cheshashin lay Achis Barat Zidkosi. And you have to be apprehensive about him until we'll find out if he is righteous or not. Afilu Chazer V'Avra V'Dezara. And even if he went back to his old ways and served idol worshipping, he has the law of a renegade Yisraelit. Shekedusha of Kedushin, that if he marries a Jewish woman, his Kedushin takes place. And if he lost something, it's a mitzvah to return his findings. Once he had immersed himself and he became like a Jew, and therefore Shleima and Shimshon kept their wives, although later on their secret motives were revealed. Last halachum, Nezam Chacham, it is for this reason that the sages have declared, Koshem Lem Geim Liyisol Keneged Tzaras, that converts are hard for the Jewish people to bear as a scab upon the skin. Sherubim Chazim B'Shvil Dover, because most of the majority of them become converts for ulterior motives, U'matin Es Yisrael, and subsequently they lead the Jewish people astray, and it is hard to separate from them once they became converts. Go out and see what happened in the wilderness with the Jewish people regarding the golden calf and regarding the Kivis HaTaiva in Seder Baleischa. And in most of the trials that the Jewish people had with the Hashem, the Nisyanis in the Midbar, most of these were initiated by the mixed multitude that were amongst the Jewish people.